Sheriff Board standoff tests the limits of county executive authority. The dispute between Sheriff Martinez and the Board of Supervisors is testing a genuinely unresolved constitutional question about executive authority in California county government. California sheriffs are independently elected constitutional officers who derive their authority directly from the electorate rather than from the Board of Supervisors. The board controls the budget, a real lever of power. But the sheriff's assertion that officer recertification falls within her operational authority represents a legally defensible position, even as the board disputes it. That the board has not pursued legal action suggests either uncertainty about its own legal footing, a calculation about political cost, or both. The practical result is that CBP training access has been restored while the board's August 18th vote formally stands, a functional standoff rather than a resolution. At the city council level, an August 27th report identified police litigation as the primary driver of rising city legal payouts, prompting the council to mandate that the risk management department produce a full accounting of SDPD litigation costs before the next budget cycle. Separately, a city audit has drawn attention to the financial terms governing 8 city-owned golf courses covering more than 800 acres of public land. Private operators generated $34 million in gross revenue in fiscal year 2025. The city collected $3.5 million in rent for all of calendar year 2024, meaning roughly 90 cents of every revenue dollar remained with private operators. Renegotiating those leases using current revenue figures as the baseline could significantly shift that calculus. The county board also passed an ethics package that includes a 2-year cooling-off period for former officials seeking to lobby their former government and a restriction on officials trading on prediction market platforms when they hold relevant non-public information. Ironwood Public Affairs has until end of September to report revenue planning work conducted under a $320,000 contract. On the Midway Rising project, the council repealed Measure C on August 25 under a court order. State Senator Akilah Weber Pearson is reportedly positioned to pursue a gut-and-amend maneuver that would exempt the project from standard CEQA review, a legally unusual step in a coastal zone where the California Coastal Commission holds jurisdiction.